So we're going to pick it up today in Daf Mem Amid Aleph. We're up to six lines into the page. Hahu Lifta. So the Gemara said yesterday, the last thing we said is that if a guy brings something from outside of the Tchum on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's usur for the person that they brought it for, but it's mutter for other Jews. So if you bring it for Reuven, it's usur for Reuven, but it's mutter for everyone else. So the Gemara says, Ahu lifta dasin l'mechuzah. There was a turnip. There was a guy who was selling turnips in Mechuzah on Yom Tov. And Nafik Rava Chazi Dechamisha, Rava went out to see if people are able to buy it. Now, obviously, on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to purchase anything in a classical way, but you're allowed to take it. There are permissible ways to take it and borrow it and owe them money. So he was selling turnips. So the question is this turnips permissible? So Rava went, and Shara Chazi Dechamisha, he saw the turnips were withered. They were not fresh. So Shara Rava Mizmenes, he said, it's fine. Why? What's the concern? The concern is you're not allowed to benefit from the action of a guy. So the concern is that he picked the turnips today, but he didn't because it's weathered, it's withered, it wasn't fresh. So because it's not fresh, he definitely did not pick the turnips today. So what's the problem? My Amrit, what are you going to be worried about? That he brought them from outside of the tchum. But even if he did, it's fine. He didn't bring it for you. Even if he brought it from outside of Tchum, his intention was not for you individually. V'chol shekein hai, and especially here, da'adait d'inachriya. So he brought it originally, he thought he was going to sell it to Goyim. He didn't plan on selling the turnips to Jews, he thought he was selling it to Goyim, and he happened to extra, and he had a Jew. So he didn't, even if he brought it from outside of the Tchum, he didn't bring it for Jews, so it's fine. But kiven d'chaz d'gamashi ma'isile, but when he saw that over time, Goyim were bringing a lot of extra turnips to sell, they saw that this was a commodity. Then he realized, now they're actually carrying it from outside of the tchum for the Jews. Asalahu, he said that it's asur. The Gemara continues. One of the halachas of benefiting from a guy, from what a guy does, is the halach is you're not allowed to benefit from what a guy does for you on Shabbos and Yom Tov, unless there's a heter. But in general, it starts off as a problem. And after Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to benefit from it either until it's called Bechdesha Yasu. Meaning you have to wait. You have to wait a few minutes. You can't benefit it from it right away. You have to wait b'chdeshiyasu. B'chdeshiyasu means the amount of time that it takes to do that act. I'll give you an example. Let's say a guy builds you a swing set on Shabbos. You're not allowed to use it. And even after Shabbos, you have to wait for the amount of time that it takes to build the swing set. And only then can you benefit from it. That's the concept called b'chdeshiyasu. The Gemara says, Hanu b'nei ganana d'gozle asa b'yom tov sheni. There were these goyim who made a canopy on Yom Tov Sheni, on the second day of Yom Tov. So, Le'urta Shal Ravina, Ravina La'arucha Be'la Altar, Ravina said, you could use it right away after Yom Tov. Meaning, that he didn't make them wait. He said, right away after Yom Tov, it's permissible. Rashi explains why. Because he felt that because it's second day Yom Tov, which is only rabbinic, you don't have to be some machmer. So, although you're not allowed to benefit from the guy on Shabbos, on Yom Tov Sheni, but right afterwards, it's fine. That's what the Gemara says. So, Amar le Rava bar Tachlifa le Ravina. Rava bar Tachlifa said to Ravina, Leser lamar. You should say that it's usur to use these branches. They would want to smell the branches, whatever use they wanted to have of these myrtle branches. So again, the guy cut down these myrtle branches for a canopy, so I guess they were extra. So people wanted to smell them, to use them. So after Yom Tov, he said it's fine, and he didn't make them wait, because it was Yom Tov Sheni. So Rava bar Tachlifa said, Leser lamar. You should say that it's usur. Meaning, you should aser it. You should make them wait. Why? Even though it's not required, you should be machmer on them because they're not learned. They're not b'nei Torah. And if you're lenient with them, it'll lead to bad things. Sometimes when people are not b'nei Torah, we're machmer on them. Because if you're lenient with them, it'll lead to bad mistakes. So you should be machmer because she'ena b'nei Torah. Meaning, while I agree it's technically mutter, you don't have to wait, but you should be machmer on them because they're not b'nei Torah. So the Gemara says, Maskev lo Rav Shemaya. Rav Shemaya didn't like the entire conversation. Taima de b'nei Torah b'nei Torah shari. Your whole assumption is that it's mutter. You should just be machmer because they're not b'nei Torah, but it's mutter to benefit right after Yom Tov from the action of a guy. But b'yidin of chnei shiyasu. I disagree. I think it's usher to benefit. Meaning, there's basically three opinions. You have Ravina who says that Yom Tov Sheni, if a guy does something for you Yom Tov Sheni, it's mutter right away after Yom Tov Sheni. You have Rava bar Tachlifa who says, I agree with him, it's mutter technically, but you should be machmer because they're b'nei Torah. Now you have Rav Shemaya, who Rav Shemaya says, why is it mutter? you should have to wait. B'chdei shiyasu is a requirement, meaning it's not mutter. It's not, and it's not even just a problem because they're not b'nei Torah. It's a problem. You should have to say it's aser. You should say it's aser because it's aser. You can't benefit and you have to wait b'chdei shiyasu. Azlu shayla Rava, they went and asked Rava his opinion. Amarlu b'inim b'chdei shiyasu, he agreed that you have to wait b'chdei shiyasu. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Rav Doisa had an opinion that on Rosh Hashanah, he felt that you should mention Rosh Chodesh. Read the Lashon of the Mishnah. Rav Doisa said, on Yom Tov, on Rosh Hashanah, you should say, HaChlitzeinu Hashem L'Kenes Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh Im Yayim Im L'Machar. Rav Doisa said two things. One is that you mention Rosh Chodesh during Rosh Hashanah davening. And number two, you should stipulate Rosh Chodesh, if today is Rosh Chodesh. Meaning you should stipulate, if today is the first of the month, then Hashem have Rachmanis, and if not, do it tomorrow. You stipulate also, because again, as we talked about yesterday, Rosh Hashanah, while we keep 2 days, it originally started from a doubt of when Rosh Chodesh was. So Rav Dais is mentioning two things. One is that you mention Rosh Chodesh during the davening, and you do it, you stipulate that depending on when it's actually Rosh Chodesh. Those are the two things. So Amar Rabba, Ki Avin Bei Rav Huna, Rabba says, and I was by the Beis Medrash of Rav Huna, Ibayilon, we asked Rav Huna the following, Mala Haskesh Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. Should we mention Rosh Chodesh during davening or Rosh Hashanah? That's the question. So, Kivan Dechalukin B'Musaf, and do we say that Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh are separate in their Musaf, they have different Karbanos? Amrinan, you have to mention it. Meaning, should you mention Rosh Chodesh? Or is mentioning Rosh Hashanah enough? So you say, well, on the one hand, they have different Karbanos, so you should have to mention it. Or perhaps, one remembrance of Rosh Hashanah is enough, meaning Rosh Hashanah is also the first of the month. So by the very fact that you're saying Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, that today it's the remembrance, that itself, it remembers both. Meaning, do you have to mention Rosh Chodesh or not? So Amar Lan Tanisua, Rav Daisi Aymer Elifnei HaTeva, my Lav L'Haskis, he said, I'll prove it to you, our Mishnah. Again, Rav Daisi said two things. One is that you mention Rosh Chodesh, and one is that you stipulate, if today is Rosh Chodesh, then have Rachmanis, if not tomorrow. The Rabbanon don't like it. Seemingly, the Rabbanon don't like mentioning Rosh Chodesh. So I must be the Rabbanon object to mentioning Rosh Chodesh. They don't like part one. They don't like mentioning Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, no. The Rabbanon don't have a problem with mentioning Rosh Chodesh. Their objection to Rav Doisa is Lahasnos. They don't like part two, the stipulating, have Rachmanis if today is Rosh Chodesh. But the actual Rosh Chodesh itself, they have no problem mentioning Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Hachanami Mistabra. This makes sense. I'll prove it to you that the objection that the Rabbanon had, again, Rav Doisa said two things. One is that you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, and number two is that you stipulate if today is Rosh Chodesh, and if not, then have Rachmanis on us tomorrow. The Rabbanon don't like it. So which part do the Rabbanon don't like? So the Gemara says, the Rabbanon object to the stipulation part. They have no problem with mentioning Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. They don't like the stipulation. I'll prove it to you. Because the Braisa says that Rav Doisa would do this every Rosh Chodesh, not just Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Chodesh, he would stipulate, Hashem, have Rachmanis, if today's Rosh Chodesh, and if not tomorrow. And the Rabbanon don't like it. So, it must be the Rabbanon object to the stipulation part. Because the referencing Rosh Chodesh, how could they object to that? Again, Rav Doisa said two things. On Rosh Hashanah, you mentioned Rosh Chodesh, and that you also stipulate if today's Rosh Chodesh. And throughout the year, Rav Doisa said the same thing. You mention Rosh Chodesh, the average Rosh Chodesh, you mention Rosh Chodesh, and you stipulate. The Rabbanon don't like it. The Rabbanon can't object to saying Rosh Chodesh when it's on Rosh Chodesh. You could argue maybe Rosh Hashanah not to mention, but the average Rosh Chodesh, of course you have to mention Rosh Chodesh. It must be the Rabbanon never object to mentioning Rosh Chodesh. They object to the stipulation part. Now the Gemara says, great. Therefore, at this point, you mention Rosh Chodesh, like Rav Doisa, and the Rabbanon are also okay with that. What are the Rabbanon's objection with Rav Doisa? Their objection is they don't like the stipulation. They don't like mentioning on Rosh Hashanah that if today is Rosh Chodesh, great, if not, not. And they also don't like, they don't like it then, and they also said a second time they don't like it when Rav Doisa said throughout every month on Rosh Chodesh, I stipulate if today is Rosh Chodesh, if not tomorrow. The Rabbanon don't like that either. So they object twice. They said they argue twice. They argue on the stipulation on Rav Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, and they argue of mentioning the stipulation every month. So the Gemara wants to know, why do you have to mention the argument twice? There's two brises where they say the same thing. Why do you have to mention it twice? The Rabbanon don't like the stipulation that today may not be Rosh Chodesh. They don't like it. They don't like it when he mentioned the Rosh Hashanah, and they don't like it throughout the year. Why do they have to mention it twice? Just say it once, you don't like it. So the Gemara says, Tzricha, Iyash min Rosh Hashanah, Ava min Abahakam Rabbanon, Mishum Ta'asi Lezluzi Bey. I would say if he only mentioned it once, that they only mentioned that they object of stipulating a Rosh Hashanah, I would say the reason why they don't like it is because when you stipulate in Rosh Hashanah that today may not be Rosh Chodesh, people will be like, well, if it's not Rosh Chodesh, maybe it's not Rosh Hashanah, and I could drive. It could lead people to desecrating Rosh Hashanah. Maybe their objection when he mentioned on Rosh Hashanah stipulating, if today's Rosh Chodesh, maybe their objection was, if you start doing that, then it could lead to a big zilzal. It could lead to degrading. It could lead to people degrading Rosh Hashanah. Aber Rosh Chodesh, Kol Hashanah Kula, but Rosh Chodesh for throughout the year, stipulating every Rosh Chodesh, today may not be Rosh Chodesh, maybe they don't have a problem. Meaning maybe they only had a problem Rosh Hashanah because they don't want people to degrade Rosh Hashanah and to think that it's like a Yom Chol, it's like a weekday. But the average Rosh Chodesh, maybe they have no problem with stipulation. And if they only mention the other one, I would say maybe that's when Rav Dosa disagrees, but not the other time. I mean, that's why you need both, because Rosh Hashanah, again, Rav Dosa says twice, on Rosh Hashanah he mentions if it's Rosh Chodesh, he mentions it's Rosh Chodesh, and he mentions stipulating if it's Rosh Chodesh, have Rachmanis, if not, and he does it throughout the year. The reason why you have to mention it twice is because the Rabbanon don't like it twice, is because Rosh Hashanah there's more reason to object to it. Because if you mention today may not be Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, it could lead people to degrading Rosh Hashanah. But throughout the year, maybe not. Kamashmon, he says it twice, and they don't like it twice. Okay. Meisve, I have a question. Right now we're saying that you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Which, by the way, we don't. But that's the Gemara assumes that we do. Meisve, I have a question. Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. This year, which is true, Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Shabbos. B'Shami Oyim Mispal Eser. How many brachas do you daven during Musaf? So, Beis Shammai says you daven 10. 3 beginning, 3 in the end, 6. 1 for Shabbos, 7. They have a special bracha for Shabbos, which we don't do. Special bracha for Shabbos, 7. And Malchi is Achrenis V'Shaifers, 10. Beis Hillel Oymim Mispal Teisha. Beis Hillel disagree. They say 9. 3 beginning through the end. Malchi is Achrenis V'Shaifers. And they believe that Shabbos doesn't get its own bracha. So Beis Shammai feels Shabbos gets its own bracha, Beis Hillel disagrees. Now, here's the question. If Beis Shammai feels that Shabbos gets its own bracha, wouldn't you assume that Rosh Chodesh also gets its own bracha? So if Rosh Chodesh gets its own bracha, why is it not listed there? It must be we don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And if Beis Shammai believes you don't say it, then Beis Hillel probably also believes you don't say it. Meaning, so the very fact, Beis Shammai feels that you say a special bracha when Rosh Hashanah falls out of Shabbos. And he mentions no reference to Rosh Chodesh. If you mention a special bracha for Shabbos, don't you mention a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh? That would make sense. If you're into giving out brachas for a Shabbos, give out one for Rosh Hashanah as well, for Rosh Chodesh as well. It must be the very fact that it's not in the list, it must be that you don't make a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. V'misa, and if it's true that you mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, then Beis Shammai, who believes that you give a separate bracha for each honor, why is Beis Shammai not mentioning Rosh Chodesh? It must be you don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So the proof, go to the next page. The proof is the very fact that you don't mention, the proof is of whether you mention Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah, the proof against it is Beis Shammai believes that you say a special bracha for Shabbos, and yet he mentions no reference to Rosh Chodesh. It must be there's no bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So Gemara says no. Really, you mention Rosh Chodesh, but it doesn't get its own bracha. Shabbos does, Rosh Chodesh doesn't. So the fact that it's not on the list of what brachas you say does not mean you don't say it. Really, you say it, but it doesn't get its own bracha. Why not? Amrav Zera, Shani Rosh Chodesh, Metoy Shekoy, Loshachas V'Arvis, Koylanam Musafin. The answer is, Rosh Chodesh doesn't get its own bracha, Shabbos does, but not Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh never gets its own bracha. Throughout the week, if Rosh Chodesh is on a weekday, you put in Yal V'Yavo, it doesn't get its own bracha. And even on Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, Shacharis Mincha Meiriv, you put it in the bracha of Shabbos. The special bracha of, let's say, Yismach Moshe, the Gemara assumes you also mention Yal V'Yavo then. So because Rosh Chodesh never gets its own bracha, it doesn't get its own bracha on Rosh Hashanah as well. So the proof was we thought that Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos gets its own bracha, so probably Rosh Chodesh also does. And why is Rosh Chodesh not on the list? It must be it's not mentioned. The answer is no. Rosh Chodesh is mentioned. It just doesn't get its own bracha because it never gets its own bracha. It's koilel. You put Rosh Chodesh with Rosh Hashanah. So you'll say yom azikar and v'yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh. So it doesn't get its own bracha, but doesn't mean you don't say it. So the Gemara says, Umi isl beishamai koilo. Right now you're telling me that beishamai believes of koilo, which means that you put Rosh Chodesh with the bracha of Shabbos, meaning Rosh Chodesh never gets its own bracha. So what is it? So throughout the week it's Yalav Yavo. Shachris min chamayev krosav Yalav Yavo. What about Musaf on Shabbos? Rosh Chodesh never gets its own bracha. So what do? You put it with Shabbos. Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh go together. So too on Rosh Hashanah. So it will be Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh go together. I mean, Rosh Chodesh never gets its own bracha. But Tanya, wait, you're telling me that according to Beishamai, Rosh Chodesh never gets its own bracha, and that's why it's not mentioned in the list of brachas in Rosh Hashanah. Again, Beishamai gives a list of brachas that are sent in Rosh Hashanah, so it's and the special one was Shabbos. That's the ad. What about Rosh Chodesh? Nah, Rosh Chodesh never gets its own bracha. Why? Throughout the week, it's with Rosh Chodesh never gets its own bracha. Even on Shabbos Musaf, Rosh Chodesh doesn't get its own bracha. It's with Shabbos. Is that true? But Tanya, Rosh Chodesh chalias b'Shabbos, Beishamai mispal shmeina, b'sil mispal sheva. Beishamai says that when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh gets its own bracha. Kasha. So you're telling me that Rosh Chodesh doesn't get its own bracha, and that's why it's not on the list. That's not true. It gets its own bracha. So it must be the reason why it's on the list is because we don't say it. So the Gemara says, you're right. Kasha, I don't know. So that's a proof that we do not mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, because if we do, it would be on the list of brachas of Beishamai. And don't tell me that Rosh Chodesh doesn't get its own bracha, because it generally does. On Musaf, on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, it does get its own bracha. So Rosh Hashanah as well. So that's the Gemara says. So therefore, the very fact that it's not listed means that it's not said. So we said before, just Agav, that Rosh Chodesh is combined with the Shabbos bracha. Shabbos morning, you don't put Rosh Chodesh with Yalav Yavo. During the week, it's Yalav Yavo. But we said before, Rashi explained, that Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos is always put with Koilel. It's with the Kedusha Shabbos. So Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv and Musaf, it's with Shabbos. So the bracha of Shabbos, you put Rosh Chodesh. The weekday, it's Yalav Yavo. On Shabbos, it's with Rosh Chodesh. Is that true? The Gemara says it's actually Machlekes Tanoim of where Rosh Chodesh is said on Shabbos. Is it said in Yalav Yavo, or is it said with the bracha of Shabbos? The Tanya, the Braisa says Shabbos Chalias Rosh Chodesh. If Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, Echilamayid Arvis Shachris Mincha Mespal Kedar Kasheva, you put seven regular brachas of Shabbos. V'oymemein Amorib Avoyde, and you put Rosh Chodesh in Yalav Yavo. Meaning you don't say Koilu, you don't put Rosh Chodesh with Shabbos, you put Rosh Chodesh in Yalav Yavo. Rav Elazar Mebeda, Rav Elazar says you put Rosh Chodesh in Modim, like where Alan Isim is. Again, not Kolel. Kolel means put Rosh Chodesh with Shabbos. This opinion says you either put it in Yalav Yavo, where in Ritzei, or in where Alan Isim is. Ben Lo Omer Machzirno, so if you don't say, you have to repeat. U'musafin Maschel B'Shal Shabbos, M'sayim Shal Shabbos, M'dush Yom Be'emtza. And on Musaf, you put it in the middle. That's the Gemara says. So that first opinion is that we do not say Kolel. You do not put Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, you don't put Yalav Yavo with Shabbos, you put Yalav Yavo and Yalav in Ritzei. Rosh Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Ben Rosh Shimon Rebbeinu Oimrim, they say, Komak, Mishazok, Lusheva, Maschel, B'Shal Shabbos, Mishayim Shal Shabbos, Vayim Kedusha Yom Be'emtza. They say no, they say Koilel, which is that on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you don't put Yalav Yavo by Ritzei, you put Yalav Yavo with Shabbos. So it's a machlokas. My Havilah, so we had a discussion before. Do you say Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? What's the psak? Amar Rav Chisda, Zikaron Echa Lo Lekan Lekan, you do not say it. B'chein Amar Rab, Zikaron Echa Lekan Lekan, you do not say Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah itself covers both. Amar Rab, Ki Avin Be Rav Huna, Rab says, when I was by the basement of Rav Huna, Yiboylon, we asked the question of Rav Huna, Ma Loimer Zman B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim, do you say Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Do we say Shechiyonu? What's the question? Ki Vandim Zman L'Zman Asi, because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim only happens once a year. Amrinon, you should say Shechiyanu, Baruch Hashem, we got here. Ay Dilmar, perhaps, Kivan Dal Yikru Golem, because there's no mitzvah of going up L'Regel, there's no mitzvah to see the Beis HaMikdash. It's not called a Regel. Regel means a mitzvah to see the Beis HaMikdash. There's no mitzvah to see the Beis HaMikdash of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Lo Amrinon, it doesn't warrant a Shechiyanu. That was our question. Do you say Shechiyanu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Do we say that it's a Yom that happens once a year, so you say it? Or there's no mitzvah Ali L'Regel, so you don't say it? Le Habiyade, and Rav Huna was not sure. So Kiyasi Be Rav Huda, when I came to the Yeshiva of Rav Huda, I asked him the question. Amar, he said, Ano Ekr Chadato Nami Aminizman. He said, I make a Shechiyonu on a new apple, on a new squash. I mean, you're asking me if you say it. I say Shechiyonu on a new suit. Why not? So the Gemara says, Amar Le Rabba said, No. Rishus Loi Kami Boilon. I know you could say Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah. Because if you could say Shechiyonu on a new apple, you could also say Shechiyonu on a new Yom Tov. My question is, chayva, do you have to say it? The shechiyonu that we say on Yom Tov is not optional. The shechiyonu that you say on a suit is optional. My question is not whether you could, it's whether you have to. Amrli Rav Shmuel Damit Havayu, Einayim Yizman El Shoshagom, you do not say it. That was the psak. It's not obligatory to say it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Meisvei, I have a question. Right now you're telling me not to say Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Here's the problem. The Pasuk says, Tein chelek l'shiva gam l'shmona. Give Hashem a portion of the seven and a portion of the eight. What does that mean? Rav Lozo Aymer, Shiva Eilu Mei Sheva Bereshis. These are the 7 days of the week. Give Hashem a part of it. Give him Shabbos. Shmoina, give him a part of the eight. Eilu Chesim Emila, that's the 8 days of the bris. And you give him the eighth day, you give him the bris mila. Rav Yeshua Aymer, he has a different shot. Shiva Eilu Shiva Mei Pesach. Seven, give him the seven. That's the 7 days of Pesach, the fresh Hashem. Shmona, Eilu Shmonis Mei Chagat Sukkos. Ukesho Aymer Vegam. And the extra vegam is l'rabas atzeres Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. It includes Pesach, Sukkos, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. So the pasuk puts all of them together. For what purpose? My lav l'zman, is it not that they're all in the same category? Give it all to Hashem. Give him Pesach, give him Shavuos, give him Sukkos, give him Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Give him for what? It must be for Shechiyanu. It must be Shechiyanu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. The Rebbe says, no. Lebracha, when it says put them all together, it doesn't mean for Shechiyanu, because you don't say Shechiyanu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. What does it mean? It means for the bracha in davening of Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Mekadesh HaZmanim, that special bracha on Yom Tov, that's said in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim as well. But not Shechiyanu. I'll prove it to you. If you think that put this all together for Shechiyanu, it can't. Zman Kol Shiv Mi'ika, it says give Hashem all 7 days of Pesach. If that means Shechiyanu, you don't say Shechiyanu for 7 days. It must be that it's for the bracha in Shmoneh Esrei, for davening, to mention Pesach. Right, again, the Pasuk says put them all together. Give it to Hashem. Give him Pesach, Sukkos, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Give him what? It must be Shechiyanu. No, it's not Shechiyanu. Give him that during davening you mention the Yom Tov. But there's no Shechiyanu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I'll prove it to you. It says give him 7 days of Pesach. And if it means Shechiyanu, there's no Shechiyanu for 7 days. So it must be, it means give him the tefillah, give him a special bracha during davening. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Maybe it actually means Shechiyanu. And if you'll tell me, how could you have Shechiyanu for 7 days? Maybe when it says give him 7 days of Shechiyanu, it just means, not that you have to say Shechiyanu 7 times, but it means that if you forgot to say Shechiyanu day one, you could say day two. And if you forgot day two, if day one and day two, you can say day three. And if you got day one, two, three, you say day four. Meaning when it says give him 7 days of Shechiyanu, it means Shechiyanu. And you say Shechiyanu Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. How do you have 7 days of Shechiyanu? You don't actually say Shechiyanu 7 times. It just means if you haven't said it the first 3 days, you can say the fourth day. You can have all 7 days of makeup Shechiyanu. The Gemara says, wait a minute. You're telling me that you're supposed to say Shechiyanu, you could say Shechiyanu 8 times. How could this be? Meaning you could say Shechiyanu all Yom Tov. The Gemara at this point assumes that you have to have a kais when you say Shechiyanu. It has to be on wine. And not everyone drinks wine all Yom Tov, all 7 days. Right now we're saying that Pesach, potentially, when it says give Hashem 7 days of Pesach, it means say Shechiyanu the whole Yom Tov. If you didn't say it day one, you could say it day two, day three, day four, day five. But wait a minute. The Gemara assumes at this point that to say Shechiyanu, it requires wine. And not all people drink wine during the Yom Tov after the first day. So how could you say that you could say Shechiyanu all 7 days when if it requires wine and not everyone drinks wine all 7 days? The Gemara says, Lemaseilu Rav Nachman, Dam Rav Nachman, Zman Ayim Rafil B'Shuk. We should bring a proof to Rabbi Nachman because Rabbi Nachman felt you don't need a kais of wine to say Shechiyanu. You can just say Shechiyanu Stam. First day of Yom Tov, you don't have a cup. Can you say Shechiyanu by Kiddush if you don't have wine? So Rabbi Nachman says, yes. So it must be a proof to that. Why? Because what's the Gemara say? The Gemara says you can say Shechiyanu all 7 days. If you need wine, not everyone has wine for 7 days. So it must be, you could say Shechiyanu Stam. The Gemara says, Holy Kasha, Dikalikos. That's not a great proof. Maybe you taka need wine. So you're going to say, how can you say Shechiyanu for 7 days? You don't have wine. Maybe you have wine. I don't know. A lot of people have wine in their house. So maybe it's a case where you have wine. So, Hatina Chatzeres Roshani of Kippurim Hechiyav. The Gemara says, wait a minute. You're telling me that right now there's a possibility that you say Shechiyanu Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Here's the problem. If you need wine to say Shechiyanu, how do you say Shechiyanu in Yom Kippur? Can't drink wine. Im mevarech le v'shasile, and if you'll make the bracha and drink the wine, meaning before Yom, you'll say, okay, here's the problem. Right now we're saying you say Shechiyanu in Yom Kippur. The problem is we're also assuming that to make Shechiyanu, you have to have a kais. So how do both things work? You can't drink on Yom Kippur. So you'll say, okay, make Shechiyanu right before Yom Kippur. before you go to shul, take a kais, say shechiyanu, drink it. Seem kippah didn't start yet. The Gemara says can't be. Kibah the mizman kibah levasile. Once you say shechiyanu, it's kabbalas yomtiv. Once you say shechiyanu, it will be big, that's like being mekabel yomtiv upon yourself. It will be mekabel yom kippur upon yourself. You can't drink. I'll prove it to you. Yirmiyah barab l'rav mi badalta. Omerly in Badilna, when a person's mekabel Shabbos early, you can't drive anymore. So if you're mekabel yom kippur early, you can't eat. So the Gemara says, therefore, it would be a problem. How would you be able to say shechiyanu on yom kippur if to say shechiyanu you need wine and you can't drink wine on yom kippur? And even to say it before yom kippur, the second you say the bracha, you mekabel yom kippur upon yourself. Liver chalev alanche, so you'll say make the bracha and don't drink. The problem is that can't be. Hamavar sar shiitam. If you make the bracha, you have to taste it. Lisvil yenuka. Give a little bit of the wine to a kid. So make the shechiyanu and let a kid drink it. Less hilchas a kerev acha, dilma asi l'misach. But that can't be, because although Rav Acha was cool with that, we're not okay with it because it's bad chinuch. You can't give a kid to drink wine on Yom Kippur because he's going to continue drinking wine when he gets older. You can't have a kid that's under the age of chinuch do something that's awesome. So therefore, it's not feasible. So we're not sure whether you say shechiyanu or shechiyanu kippur. My havala, what's the psak? Shadru Rabban le Rav Yemar Saba Kamed Rav Chizda Mali Yom Dereshata. The Rabbanon sent Rav Yemar to Rav Chizda on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Amrle, they said Rav Yemar, Zil Chazi Hechiyavid. You're on a spying mission. Watch Rav Chizda. See if he makes Shechiyanu. So Ta Emelan, and if he does, tell us. Ki Chazia, when Rav Chizda saw that Rav Yemar was watching him, he figured out why Rav Yemar was there. It was to see whether he was going to make Shechiyanu. Amrle, Dalui L'Retiva Rafse Be'Beduchta. If you pick up moist wood, it's because you need the spot. Meaning, I know what's going on. It was his it was a colloquial way of saying, I'm aware that you came here to watch me, whether I would say Shechiyanu. So Isolate Kasa the Chamra. They brought Rav Chizda a cup of wine. Kaddish v'mrizman. He made shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah. The hilchasan, the halach is oimer zman. You say the shechiyanu. Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim. On Rosh Hashanah yom kippur. The hilchasa. And the halach is also zman. Oimer afilu b'shuk. You say the shechiyanu. Even without a cup of wine, you say it. I will stop here. I'm going to do the daf for Sunday. I'm going to do Matzei Rosh Hashanah. The daf for Shabbos, I might do in person. I'm going to try my best to record it before Yom Tov. If I don't, everyone listening should have a ksiv ksiv mitayva. Should be a good year for everyone. Should be tichlo shana kilo seha. Should be a much better year. Should be zaycha to continue learning daf. Should mekabel upon yourself b'li neda to continue learning daf. It's a reason to keep. We want Hashem to keep you on planet Earth. And Hashem loves daf yomi. He loves learning. So should be zaycha to have a very, very good year. Ksiv ksiv mitayva to everyone.